Okay. We are up to the two dots on Yud Aleph and Mabez. Today is a large daf. There's much to say. There's much not to say also, but we will, as we'll see as we go on, there's some Agarata, some Kabbalah, or Kabbalah, different levels of heavens, not really Kabbalah, but we'll see what we could do with the time that we have. Just one ha'ara on the last Gemara that we did yesterday. The Gemara said, what's so special about my Arayos that you're not allowed to darshan it in public? So the Gemara said that the Yetzer Hara for Arayos is somewhat different than the Yetzer Hara for anything else. Even compared to Gezel, Yetzer Hara for Arayos is always, while Gezel is only where the money is in front of you. And this is echoed in Halacha. If you look in the tour in Simen Chaf Hei, the tour at the beginning of Simen Chaf Hei in Eben Ezer, because of a Rambam, pointing the Gemara in the Rambam, Ein Lecha Davar B'chol HaTorah Kula, Shehu Kasha L'Rov B'nei Adam, Lifrosh B'menu, Yoser Min HaArayos Mibios HaSuros. And the first Gemara that he quotes, V'yomer Aboseinu, Gezel V'arayos Nafsha Shaladim Misav Elohim U'mechamdasan, and that's what he quotes, the first halacha. L'fichach, Roy Lola Adam Lakuf Yitzro B'davar Azeo L'hargal Atzmo, B'kdushi Yaseiru B'machshava Tahoro B'das Nechona, K'deli Hi Nutzel Mehem. This is the it's different, it's different. This Yitzhahara for Arayos is different than any other Yitzhahara. The Arachayim HaKadosh says in next week's Parsha, in Parsha Zachremos also, this is the only Yitzhahara that we can't reach the level of being naturally inclined not to do the Avera. There will always be a natural tendency of this Yitzhahara. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Yadua, ki kol mitzvos, at the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, in Achremos, ki kol mitzvos asher tziva Hashem liam kadosho, hey mitzvos sheyachol ha'adam lamod behem, v'yata atzmo ala ratzon la'asosam. Every mitzvah we could condition ourselves in order to naturally become people who want to do those mitzvahs and not to do averus. Zulas mitzvahs precious ha'arayos, hu davar shenafsho shalom hamdasan. So the whole, our whole life we're going to be battling, our whole life, whether it's in terms of ri'iya, whether it's in terms of feelings. Zulas b'his atzmus harchakas beiz v'ramei ha'adam. It's the only one we have to be marchik hergash rios ha'ayin u'merchak b'chinas ha'choshev. Our thoughts and our eyes. That's it. It's a different type of Yitzhahara. And that's why Achronim point out that that's the one place on our bodies where we have a mitzvah. A constant mitzvah is a bris milah. Why is that? It's not coincidental. Dafka, that's the makom of Gili Arayas. That's the makom where we have to be makadesh and we have to control ourselves. And therefore, that's the one place that there's a constant mitzvah because of this Yitzhahara. But again, it's based on our Gemara that it's, the Sisri Arayas can't be darshan in public because we're worried about this mistake that might happen to the two students that don't properly hear the Rebbe. Again, we're dafka worried when it comes to Arayas. Okay, two dots. V'loba Maisa Bracious Bishnayim, says the Mishnah, that we can't darshan Maisa Bracious to two people. Remember, you meant two people. Minani Mili, the Tanu Rabbanan, Kisha'al Nali Yamim HaRishonim. So it says, Sha'alna, I mean, again, this is not the pshat of the pasuk, but the darshan sha'al is lashon yachid. Yachid sha'al v'ein shnayim sha'alim. A singular person can ask v'ein shnayim sha'alim. Two people can't ask. I mean, you can't have a larger group studying ma'aseh bereishis. Yamim rishonim. Yamim rishonim means the early days. Yachol yishal adam kohen shedivrei ha'olam. I might think that a person could ask about before man was created. Tamalavar l'minayom asher bara lakim adam al ha'aretz. No, you're allowed to from the day that man was created. That's in your. You're allowed to ask questions about that. I might think that you can't ask about the first 6 days. Why? Because man was created on day six. So if you're being daik in the pasuk, from the day that man was created, you can ask. So maybe that means you cannot ask on the previous days. Right? You can't ask on the first 6 days because that was before man was created. Tamalomar liyamim rishonim asher hayu lefanecha. No, for the days that were before you. So there was a few days before Adam, and those are still you're allowed to ask about the sheishis may brachos. Yochol yishal Adam alamalam alamatam alafanim alachar. You might think that a person is allowed to ask things, what was, trying to understand what was before creation, what's going to be after creation, malafnim malachar, what's above the Shemayim below. This line in the Gemara sounds like the Rashi's pshat that we had yesterday, that all four of these are, as you'll see from the answer of the Gemara, it sounds like according to Rashi, right, that all four of these have to do with somewhere connected to the Shemayim. Tamalomar, ulamiksi eshemayim v'akasi eshemayim. No, what are you allowed to ask from one corner of the heavens to the other corner? Milamiksi eshemayim v'akasi eshemayim, atashoel, v'ein atashoel malamala malamata malafana malachar. You can't ask what's above, below, what's in front, what's in back. Again, doesn't sound like, remember we had the Tosfos in the Rashi yesterday that argued that Lefnim and La'achar have to do with time, that don't have to do with a place related to Shemayim. So this line of the Gemara at least sounds like Rashi's pshat. Ask the Gemara, 1 minute. Once you have that pasuk of going from one edge to the other edge, so what do you need the other pasuk for? From the day, once you know the place, the limit in place in terms of the content of your questions, so wouldn't you also know the limit in time? Rashi explains, why wouldn't you be able to be asked past Lumitzei HaShemayim? Obviously because that's beyond human comprehension. That's why you must not be able to ask such questions. If that's true, then what difference is it whether it's beyond human comprehension because it's beyond the heavens, or it's beyond human comprehension because it's before time or after time? So if it's beyond human comprehension, it's the same thing. That's why it's off limits. So why would I need a separate pasuk to teach me about before time? So the Gemara says, you're right, is going to be coming to teach me something else. That's second pasuk. But just before we do that, there is a Ramchal. That's it's an important Ramchal to know about this, about all these limits. The Ramchal writes in Das Tfunos, let me find it. The Ramchal writes here in Das Tfunos, explaining the limits. Says Ramchal, Sricha manu laham in bazeh. We have to believe. Ki hu yizbarach shemo, mitziuso no dalanu vadei shu muchrak me'atzmo. We know that he exists, God. Right? This is part of the first mitzvah. Mitzvah Aleph, according to the Rambam. Bahag doesn't even count it, because it's a prerequisite for other mitzvahs. Belief in Hashem. Says Rav Chal, what does that mean? We believe, we know that he's there. Ach mahuso yef shalon ala hasigo klal v'ikr. It is impossible to know, to understand God's mahus, God's nature. V'lo od el shekvar osir lanu. Yisrael on likaris v'chal kiritzos. We can't even try to understand God. We could understand and learn from God, but we shouldn't even try to know, to understand God. Kvar amru chachamim v'klalhu. Anything that we could describe, anything that we could fathom, that's not really anything that you can is not him. That's by definition. It's impossible for us to understand it. We can't. Amazing, there's a Tshuvos Min HaShemayim. Tshuvos Min HaShemayim is one of the Baalei Tosfos, wrote Tshuvos about visions that he had, discussions that he went up to Shemayim and he got to ask questions. So if you went up to Shemayim and you were able to ask some questions up there, so what would we ask? Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'tovlo, what's the meaning behind life? All these questions. So you read those Tshuvos. Do you put on tefillin chalamoed? Business says about grandma, can you make a bracha on? You know, this is tachlis. This is trying to understand. I don't remember if the first one, the second one is in there. But like nitty gritty halacha. That's what, because they know that when there are some things that are beyond human comprehension, even if we're in Shemayim. If he's not in the Olam Ha'emes yet, so he's in Shemayim. So afterwards, Olam Ha'emes, we'll see everything is Olam Hafach and we'll understand everything. Marim Baba Basra. But otherwise, you know, there's some questions that are off limits. So that's the Ramchal. So anything that we can understand, that's not the Mahos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's based on Emunah. It's based on Emunah. Okay. So says the Gemara, so we ended off with a question. So if once we know that there are limits in terms of the place of the content, so what do you need the other pasuk for? Of min hayom asher b'alakim adam al haaretz. So that's coming to teach me elikid Rabbi Eliezer. So it's like Rabbi Eliezer. To Amar Rabbi Eliezer, adam arishon min haaretz al rakia. Man, first man, Adam Arishon, was so tall, he stood from the ground all the way up to the heavens. He was huge. Shneamar, Lumina Yom Asher Bara Lokim Adam Al Haaretz. Because it says, from the day that man created, Hashem created man on the land, he was very tall. V'kivin Shasarach, but once he did the chait, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadav Alav, Hashem put Kavayachal, his hands on Adam, Umiyato, and pushed him down, made him smaller, minimized him. Shneamar achor v'kedem sartani v'tashas like kapecha. Like we have a minimize button. He didn't take up the whole screen anymore. The whole screen of life. He didn't take it up. He was only part of the screen. He's pushed him down. As it says, Hashem created me v'tashas like kapecha, and he put his hand on God. So we're about to have another line. Let's read it first, and then we'll talk about it. I'm Rav Yudam Arav. Adam Arisha misof olam atzofo haya. Not only was he straight up, took up the whole world, but across misof olam atzofo. Shneamar le'ben ayom asher baralokim adam al haaretz ulamikzei hashemayim v'yakzei hashemayim. Once he again sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him put his hand on him. Umiato made him smaller. On the side, we have the girsa that he made him only 100 amos. Shneamar v'atashes alai kapecha. Ihachi krashu grayado. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Was he up to the heavens or was he across? Did he take up the whole world going up or going across? Right, two different psukim. So we say no. That's the same shear. Same shear. The width and the height of the world is the same. So how did he get into Gan Eden? So you can say, just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't have any space issues, the Aron was there, but it didn't take up any space, so Kodesh Baruch Hu could work it out. We believe Gan Eden, and we believe many Mefarshim say that Gan Eden is a place in Olam Hazeh, somewhere. So again, Kodesh Baruch Hu could work it out. Correct. So logically, he encompassed. But so again, I guess you would hold like the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches, says that this Gemara also appears there. Lamed Ches Mabez says the Yad Ramah, all these should not be taken literally. Hani Mili Kulu Lashon Havai Ninhu. Shedemar, similar as it says at the beginning of Dvarim. Arim Gedolos Ubitsuros Bashamayim. Fortified cities that stretch to heaven. There were no cities in heaven. Right? It just means big cities. Klomar Shegvohim Yosir Midai. Vahachi Mashmal Lefrushe Vesulo Midi. That is how the Yad Ramah. Other Rishonim, but if you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos is dealing with the real measurements. Tosfos is trying to figure out exactly how Adam or Rishon fit. And so many Rishonim seem to say that it should be taken literally. So again, you'll have to take Kodesh Baruch Hu did some type of nes then. If it was, how did all the animals fit on the table? Also, the Raman says, derech nes. You know, we know the dimensions of the teva exactly from what the Torah says, yet all the animals fit on there, so you have to say it with a nes, nes besoch nes.
Someone asked, why does it say,
misof ad sof? Right, why does it say, Misofa olam va'ad sofo, right?
So
it's that mitchilo va'ad sof. Misofa, are there two sofs? Is the world not right? Well, this is, again, it's not talking about Earth. Earth is round, right? But this might not be talking about Earth. This might be talking about all the universes. I don't know what shape all the universes are. Again, we say, some point out that some Rishonim might have felt that the Earth was flat. Some Rishonim early sources. But I once heard that pointed out that maybe Chazal, we don't find in Chazal, let's say in Gemara, let's say that Raya Mechrachas, that they didn't know this. Okay, but that's, again, you got to do research to it's a Shavuos Night topic. Okay, so what is this? So this is, Adda took up the whole world. So this is Afi Kabbalah, the Ben Yehoyada says, what does it mean he took up the whole world? So the Ben Yehoyada writes, it means that he had all neshamos of every person that would ever live within him. All neshamos. That's what it means. He took up the whole world. Otsar haneshamos nikra guf. And then, as it says, ain ben David barish yichlo kol neshamos sheba guf. Ben David is not coming. David HaMelech is not coming until all the neshamos in the guf are going to be finished. What does that mean? That every neshama in history fulfills their tachlis till that time. So what guf? So the Ben Yehuda says the guf of Adam Arishon. She called it neshamos sheba guf. The guf of Adam Arishon. He was kolel all neshamos. We mentioned a couple of. I think last summer we might have mentioned this when we had a shiur on Yeridas Hadoros or Aliyas Hadoros. We had that shiur here about the Shalshalas Hadoros. So we quoted there a Nachal Eshkol. It's one of the Achronim commentary on Sefer Koheles, the Perek Zayin, where he quotes this idea that all the neshamos are part of Adam Arishon, and he says throughout history the certain neshamos come out, that the earlier generations, which are on such a high level, they came from Adam Arishon's head. Right, it came from his brain, such a high level they could understand things that we couldn't understand. That throughout every generation, we get a different part of the body, different part of the body. He says, until all the way, the late generations. So what are the late generations? What's that called? Ikvasa de Meshicha. Ikvasa the Akev, the heel. So the heel, that's the lowest, so to speak. But why is it? But as we say, how can Mashiach come in our generation if it didn't come in the earlier generations? No, because we're the ends. We're just the heel. Everything else is finished already. We just got to finish the body. We got to do our job. Finish the neshama sheba guf. Once we do ours, we're just the akev. So then Mashiach can come. Okay, there's more written on this this idea of Adam Arishon being encompassing the whole world. He was masig all the ideas in the future. So that is that line. Okay, let's continue. Amar Yehuda Marav. Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. Again, there's going to be a lot of Maisa Bracious ideas, but we'll try to do our best to get messages. There'll be some beautiful messages that we'll be able to get from the Chazals. So Rav says, Asara Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. There were 10 things that were created on day 1 of creation. Ve'eluhem. Shemayim V'aretz. Tohu V'avohu. Or V'choshech. Ruach Umayim. So what's Tohu V'avohu? The Gemara is going to explain. Something of nothingness. Light and dark. Ruach Umayim. Wind and water. Midas Yom and Midas Laila. Length of day and night. Mida, the measurement, the month of day and night, each one of these. So a number of these are very important. So the last one, now some of you have been asking me about this. Mida, Zimid, Slida, Rashi here says, Chaf Dalid Shaos Bein Shenehem. He has Rashi, you're based on Aleph, Rashi says, each day of the 6 days of creation were 24 hours. Day one, this is day one we're talking about. So even before the luminaries were created, hours and time was created. Chaf Dalet Shaos, that Shitas Rashi. The Ramban echoes this, the Ramban in Brachos, in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the Ramban writes, Vida, ki ha-yamim ha-niskarim b'maisa Brachos, ha-yu b'briyas ha-shvayim v'ha-aretz yamim mamish. They were days, says the Ramban, mechubarim mishaos v'regaim, v'ha-yu shisha k'sheshis yimei ha-maisa k'pshuto shel mikra, says the Ramban. Right, these were days. And therefore, this is the Ramban, this is Rashi. Based on this, and therefore what the issue of aging in history, one has to give it to other answers. Either the processes of nature happened at a different rate, had a quicker rate, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, many say, a mature world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a land, a world with fossils in it. He created an earth with aged trees or other sorts. Again, many different approaches how to take. But that's Rashi here and the Ramban in Brachos. Also on this list, we're going to prove each one for Psukim, is Or v'choshech, darkness. Darkness was created. It says the Maariv Chayis, isn't darkness just the absence of light? So what do you mean he created darkness? He created choshech. Says the Maariv Chayis, so it must be wrong. Unless choshech here must mean the Eish HaYisodi, the fire that God helped to use to help create for creation. It doesn't mean choshech. It means Eish Yisodi. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, no. Says choshech. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he has about six ha'aris on this Masechta. So one of them is, Daf here, Yibez Manalav, he says, Nir Be'enai Shmamina, what do you see from this Gemara? That God created darkness. Darkness is a bria. Choshech davar mamashi. Lo heder bilvad. Kedas hamischakmin. It's a big philosophical question. Is darkness just the absence of light, or is it a creation? V'kach mochichim kama mikros. Many psukim, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Sheish chilek bein choshech shalayla tivis. There is a difference. Our darkness every night, that's just the absence of light. Fine. But there is a bria called darkness, and once in a while God creates it. Well, for example, here, another example, Makas Choshech. They felt darkness. Not that wasn't a usual darkness. Darkness, you can't even move. So the regular darkness is back of fine. That's the absence of light. But then the Ubeina Choshech, Tchilas Ayetzira, Ubeina Choshech to Mitzrayim, Shahaya Bilti Tivi. That was not something natural. It was something positive. The Ramban also writes this in a number of places on the Torah. I'll give you one. By Makas Choshech. The Ramban writes in Perek Yud in Parshas Bo, Ki lo haya choshech hazeh afisas ha'or shemesh. This wasn't just that the sun wasn't shining. Aval haya choshech afela, klomar eid av ma'od sheyard ben ha'shamayim. We would describe it as a thick fog. Eid av ma'od, thick vapor. V'haysa mechabe kol ner. Right, it put out any candle, because why didn't the Egyptians light candles? So no, it would put out any candle. He says, Kasher Bakola Kathiros Amukos, just like you go down into a deep cave. If it's totally enclosed, there's no oxygen there, it'll put out the candle. V'choma komos achoshech ha'atsum lo yiskayim aner. You won't be able to light candles there. Ki hayashli achoshech lo afis is arbelvad. And then he quotes, it's similar to thick fog like we have today. V'itachein, it's possible, says the Ramban, shahaya eid av ma'od murkash, shahaya bo kamo mamish. He says, the last line, just like the Eben Ezra said, just like my friend, kasher haya b'yamu kiyanus be'idus Eben Ezra. What's he talking about? The Eben Ezra on this pasuk says that he describes choshech as, many times, he says, I've been out on the Atlantic Ocean, b'yamu kiyanus, and I know that for a few days that the ship couldn't move. It was so dark and thick fog, we couldn't do anything. We had to stay there. We couldn't move. So he says, you don't know if it's day or night, coming or going. Says the Eben Ezra. So the Ramban says, check out the Aedus of the Eben Ezra. Right? He says, that's Choshech, and that is a Bria. So says the Ramban, says others, that's why that is a Bria. It's not just an absence of light, at least sometimes, not the darkness that we have every night. And then finally, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, that's why we say in davening every morning, Yotzer Or Ubo Rechoshech. Why does it say Yotzer Aru Bore Choshech? Says the Gra, Dolgabi Ha'ar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Bot Sura V'Hagbala Ad Heichan Yispashet. When it comes to Aur, the Bria of Aur, Hashem created light. Light takes up as much space as it takes up. Choshech fills vacuums. Choshech fills, says the Gra, V'zei Yotzer Hashem creates. Mash'ekin HaChoshech Lo Nitno Lo Tzura El Yachal Hu L'Hispashet B'chol Makom Panui She'en Ha'ar Sholet Bo. They're both Brios, but they're different types of Brios, says the Gra. Or takes up space like every other bria. Choshech is a vacuum; it takes up all empty space. So that's why we say Yotzer Aru Borei Choshech, because it's different types of brias. Okay, but it's still both a bria. It's both a positive bria, Yotzer and Borei. So we have these 10 things that were created. So we discuss Choshech and Yom V'Laila. So now the Gemara just goes Psukim for each one. Shemayim Va'aretz Dechsev Breishis V'Olakim As Shemayim V'Saaretz. Tov avohu dechsiv v'yaaretz haisa tov avohu. This is all on day one, so obviously they were created already. Or v'choshech, choshech dechsiv v'choshech al-panei tahom, or dechsiv v'yomer lokim yihi or. Ruach l'mayim dechsiv v'ruach l'kim merachefes al-panei amayim, midas yom midas layla dechsiv v'hiyar v'yivoker yom echad. So you see references to all 10 of these things on day one. Tana. Tohu. What is Tohu? Kav Yarok, Shemakif is Kol Olam Kulo, Shemimenu Yatsa Choshech. Tohu, nothingness, means there was a line of green, Kav Yarok, line of green, or dark, greenish, bluish, unclear. When Chazal say Yarok, sometimes they mean green, sometimes they mean blue. So most of the Yerek Lekart, right, it says in the beginning of Brachas, we had this all by the Maris, the end of Mesechus, the beginning of Mesechus Nida, talking about the Maris of Dam, the Yarok color. Either way, some type of dark line that encircled the entire world, and from that line, God created darkness. Shenemar, Yashes Choshech Sesros Vivosav, that darkness surrounded the world. Bohu, what's Bohu? Elu Avanim, Hamefulamos, Hamishukos, Bitahom. These were wet, moist stones that were sunk into the depths. Shemehen Yotzin Mayim. From there, Hashem created water. Shenemar Venata Olav Kav, Venata Aleha, Kav Tohu V'Avnei Bohu. So that puzzle tells me that Tohu was a line and Bohu were stones. Okay? Well, that's part of my sabrachas that we can't be osek in. The Arbiom Rishon Ivri, is it true that Or was one of the 10 things that were created on day one? Light, V'Haksiv, doesn't it say V'Itin Osama Elokim B'Rakia Hashemayim? Doesn't it say that Hashem hung, but put them in the Rakia, right, the luminaries on day four, right? Rashi quotes this Gemara. V'Haksiv V'Yer V'Yivoka on Chumash, V'Yer V'Yivoka Yom Rvi. So how could God create light on day one if the sun and the moon and the stars, which are all light, like the sun is the light producer, the light, so therefore that was on day four. So was it on day one or was it on day four? So Ela Kidr Rebbe Lazar. So really, it was like what Rebbe Lazar says. Dam Rebbe Lazar, Or Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, Adam Sofa Bami Sofa Olam HaSofa. There was a light on day one, but that was a spiritual light. With that light, you could see from one end of the world to the other end. Kivan Shenistakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Dara Mabel B'Dara Flaga. But once God saw in the future, the terrible generations that were going to come, or he saw general sin, v'rasha ma'aseim mekulkalim, he saw their ma'asim were mekulkal, amad v'ganzu mehan, so he took it away and hid it from them. He took away that spiritual light. Shneemar v'yimana me'rishoim oram, he withheld from the rishoim light. Olami ganzo, who did he put it away from? L'tzadikim la'salavo, he put it away for the tzadikim. Shneemar v'yarlakim is arki tov, Hashem saw that the light, the first light was good, v'yitov l'tzadik. Shneemar imru l'tzadik hitov. Kivan shera or shegadazo l'tzadikim, once the light saw that it was put away, for the tzadikim, miyad samach, the light itself was happy. Shneemar or tzadikim yismach, the light for the tzadikim will be happy. Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Sifzei Chaim, quotes Rav Dessler, says Rebbe, who describes, why didn't God leave the light? Wouldn't that have helped the world? We would have seen the light, we would have been spiritually uplifted. Like, Dafka took it away because he saw Rishayim. Maybe if he would have left the light, then it would have helped us, and we would have been able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Says Rav Dessler, no, then that would lose the point of the world. Well, Bechira Chavshis, exactly. Because what would happen if God had put this light in the world, says Rav Dessler, that would be a tremendous, how can we not follow God? But the whole point of the world is Bechira Chavshah. So God would have had to level the playing field to bring up our Yetzaharas, that we would want to do Averas Lahachis, right? Just to make it somewhat equal. And we can't have a world like that. We can't have a world where people have such a Yetzahara to do so many Averas Lahachis. So it would be better this way. Don't give him that such a Yitzhahara and take away the life. That's like Hashem had to level the playing field, and therefore it would be better to do it this way. Right? That's how some Mefarshim explained by Chazik Hashem is laid Paro. That God, Paro's heart was hardened, some Rishonim explained, because it would have been obvious to let the Jews out after seeing the Makos, to seeing, what normal person in their right mind would not let the Jews out? The answer is no, you're right. No normal person would have Bechira, but he, Paro, had to have Bechira. So how do you have Bechira? Hashem hardened his heart. So in order to level the playing field, once things are equal, okay, now you lose. Now he didn't make the right decision. You're right, the Rambam writes it in Cheshuva that, you know, he reached such a level that this was part of his onesh, taking away his Bechira, but at least maybe before that, or maybe arguing on that, you know, he had to harden his heart in order to make it even.
But did you say that God removed the light because he saw the wicked generations?
Right.
Generations with very strong Yetzer Hara.
Right, he saw the light because of the future generations, but I wouldn't say because they had such a strong Yitzhahara, but because they were failing in their Bechira Chavshis. It was equal, but they were failing. So God would give the light to help them out, but then they wouldn't have Bechira Chavshis anymore. They had Bechira Chavshis. They had Bechira Chavshis, but again, it was level, but rather than give him a great thing and then give him a terrible thing also, said Reb Dessler, which is what Hashem would have to do, you know, he just left it alone, and it took away this light. So a nice note in the Iyun Yaakov says, what's the message of this Gemara for us? What's the message of this Gemara that God created light and he took it away? So obviously it's a message, a lot of Midrashim are just for us to learn, not that really God did it, but for us to learn, what can we learn from this? We can learn that sometimes if we create something and, you know, sometimes if something's wrong with it, we gotta throw it out. You know, not everything we make is perfect. Not every project of ours is should be kept forever. Sometimes God saw this and he saw that the world wasn't, he had to put it away. He had to put it away. It wasn't fit. Remember, Soloveitchik, right, it says a similar idea. There are midrashim that say that Hashem created many worlds before this world. Bara olamus umachrivan. He created them, destroyed them. That's another explanation of the dinosaurs. They're from an earlier world. Bara olamus umachrivan. So what do we have to know that for? God created worlds, destroyed the created worlds. No, because it's to show us that even if you do something and it's farfallen and it falls down, you got to start again. Got to create another world. Your world is destroyed for whatever reason, so you create another world. You start again the next day. Mahu afata. Just like he created worlds and destroyed them, so too, we can also get up the next day and do it. Okay, bye. Kitanoi, really, this issue of when the light was created is a machlokas tanoi. Arsha bar kadosh baruch hu b'yom harishon, adam sofa mavet bo b'sofa olav sofa. The first, Divrei Reb Yaakov. Reb Yaakov says that the light took up the entire world. V'chachamim omrim, hein ma'orah shenivru b'yom rishon, v'lo nitzlu ayom revii. V'chachamim say, no! Nothing, no spiritual light. God created all the sun and the moon and the stars on day one. He just didn't put them into place until the fourth day. But really, they were created. That's what day one means. He created the sun, but he didn't put them into place until day four. Okay. Amar Rav Tosha Bar Tovia, Amar Rav, Ba'asara Dvarim Nivra Ha'olam. With 10 things, with 10 midos, Hashem created the world. Again, what exactly this means is not for us, but with 10 types of wisdom and other midos, God created the world. B'chachmo B'tfuno B'das. Those are three types of wisdom. Chachma bit of a das. Chachma is a wisdom, just information. Tfuna is understanding one thing from another thing. Da'as is, Rashi says, is yishuv, being able to analyze. That's what we say in davening. That's chabad. Chabad. Chachma bit of a das. Right? Three levels of das. Bekoach, ubigaara, with a rebuke, with God's a voice. Ubigvura, bitzedek, ubimishpat, bechesed, uberachamim. All of these midos, with that God created the world, and now we call psukim to prove it. Bechachma ubitvuna, dechsev, Hashem bechachma, yasad aretz, koni shemayim bitvuna. Hashem created the world with wisdom, and he set up the world, he established the world with tvuna. Bidaas, dechsev, bidaitota, mos divku. With his daas, the tahom, the depth split. Bikoach ugvura dechsiv mechin harim bikocho nezer bigvura bitfuna bitfu. I'm sorry. Bigaara dechsiv hadno gaara amude hashemayim yirofafu. The pillars of the heavens were shaking. The yismahu migaraso. And all of a sudden they stopped shaking because of his gaara, because of his scream. We mentioned before the Kotzker. The Kotzker says, why do we say yirashemayim? Yiras Hashem. What's yirashemayim? Yirashemayim, because the shemayim, based on this pasuk, the shemayim was very shaky. And it wasn't still. Kadosh Baruch Hu screamed, and it stopped. It's still there. It hasn't moved. As it moves, that's Yira Shemayim. Our Yira Shemayim should be like Shemayim's Yira. That we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can't move. We can't move. Yisro b'garaso, right? And it shook and it stood still from his Ga'ara. But Tzedekah b'mishpat, Dechsiv, Tzedekah b'mishpat b'chol kisecha, b'chesed v'racham im Dechsiv, Zuchor rachamecha, Hashem v'chasadecha, ki me'olam hiba. A pasuk that we started staying again tomorrow. We started saying Tachlin again tomorrow. We've had a month off. We say this in Zuchor rachamecha, remember your rachamim and your chesed, ki me'olam hiba, because they're forever, they're from Bria Sa'olam. Okay. When Hashem created the world, he had like two spools of thread which were expanding. That's how he created the world. Until Hashem screamed out, and it stopped. Based on what we just said, that he screamed and it stopped. That's meant by Reish Lakish's Baimer, my Dechsev, Anikel Shakai. What does the name Shakai represent? Of Hashem, Shin Dalad Yud, Anihu Sha'amarti La'olam Dai. I am the one that told the world, die. Okay, so here's a 2-minute Dvar Torah to have in your back pocket. You ever have to speak at a Shalom Zachar. Right, Sha'amar La'olam Dai. The Zohar says that the Shakai, that name of Hashem, is the one associated with Bris Milah. Right, because that's what it says. In Lach Lecha, Anishel Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefadai Ve'yetamim. Why is Shakai specifically the name of God that's associated with Bris Milah? Question one. Question two. What's Pinchas doing at a Bris? Pinchas Malach HaBris. What is Pinchas doing there? What is Pinchas? Pinchas didn't get a Bris. That had anything to do with Bris Milah in the Torah. What's Pinchas doing at a Bris? Number two. And Pinchas Zu Eliyahu. Okay. But what exactly is that Pinchas doing there? Those are the two questions. Answer. Says the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch writes in the Mitzvah of Bris Milah, Mitzvah number two, why, the philosophers ask, why didn't God create man circumcised? Right? If we're going to get Mahul on day eight anyway, so why aren't we created circumcised? Says the Sefer Achinuch is to teach us that life is about self-perfecting ourselves. And just like we self-perfect our bodies, that's the message of Bris Milah, is to teach us that we can self-perfect ourselves. And God kind of says, I'll give you the body, that's all I'm going to do. The rest is up to you. It's about our own self-perfection. That's the Midah of Shakai, Sha'amar Olam Dai. God says, this is all I'm doing. The rest is up to you. The rest is up to you. You got to do it. You got to take everything that I've given you, and you got to work with it. Sha'amar Olam Dai. What did Pinchas do? What does the Torah say? Bekano es kinasi. Kadosh Baruch Hu kind of said, I'm going to step aside. Pinchas, you got to do my kinah. You got to step up to the plate. You got to do where I left room for man to accomplish. So that's Pinchas. That's what Pinchas is at a bris. That's Shakai. And that's the Sefer HaChinuch about the purpose of Bris Milah. That's here. You are in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis. Okay, that was the Al Shech HaKadosh is the one that I think asked the question about Shakai Shamar La'olam Dai. What does that have to do with Bris? Okay, Amar Eish Lakish. Hashem created the water. It was taking up the whole world until Hashem screamed, and it dried up, and there was dry land. By Yikavu Hamayim. Shinemar Goer Bayam Vayab Shehu V'chalan Aros Hecheriv. He dried up all the rivers. Tan Rabbanon. Lot to say. Beishamai Omrim Shamayim Nivru Tchilo V'Achagach Nivreish Haaretz. Shneim Abereishes Bar Lekibel Shamayim Ves Haaretz. Ubeis Hilo Omrim Eretz Nivreish Tchilo V'Achagach Shamayim. Shneim Rabiyom Asos Hashem Alokim Haaretz V'Shamayim. Beishamai says the heaven was created before the earth, before the land, the lower spheres. And Beis Hilo says no, the Eretz was created first, and they each have psukim to back them up. Amar Lahem Beis Hilo Beishamai. Beis Hilo says 1 minute. L'divrechem, you Beishamai say the heavens were created first? What do you create an attic first and then you create the house? No, you first create the downstairs, the main floor, then you create the upstairs. Shenamar, and the pasuk describes the Shemayim as an attic. So Beisilo says, of course you have to create the land first. So Beishamai says back. A person first makes the footstool, like the ottoman, unless you have a chair with a footstool. So what? When you create a chair, first you make the ottoman, then the chair? No. First you make the chair, and then you'll know how tall to make the footstool. So the earth is the footstool of the heavens, which is the chair. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says, "Kol Mar Hashem Hashemayim Kisi V'Haaretz Adom Raglai." The heaven is my chair, and the land is Adom Raglai. Why is this a Daf Yomi coincidence? Why are we doing this today? we're saying Hallel today, but what does that have to do with Hallel? This is the pasuk that you would read if Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. It's the Haftorah. Shemaim Kisiv, Eretz Adam Ragalai. Okay, it's not, but it's the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos. We wouldn't do a Haftorah today, but anyway, it's Rosh Chodesh. First day of Iyar. The Chachovim Omrim, that's the Machlok of Bishamayim and Bishillel. Whether the Ares was created first or the Shamayim was created first. The Chachovim Omrim, Zev Vezek Achas. Never the Chamzei note, they were created together. Shnemar Af Yadi Yas to Haaretz, Vimini Tibcha Shamayim, Koran Yalehem, Ya'amodu, Ya'amdu, Yachtav. They were created together, Yachtav. Vidach Mai, Yachtav. So what does Bishamah Yisrael do with Yachtav? They each say it was created one after the other. So lo mishtafi mi'adadi, that just means Yachtav, that they never leave each other. Once they were created, they are always together. Interesting. I saw a little bit of this in the Ein Yaakov, but I think you can connect it to something we mentioned earlier back, I think, on Davav, where we spoke about Beishamai and Beishillel in general, how Beishamai is more din, Beishamai likes, it says the Ola is worth more than the Shlamim, a lot of Shitos, while Beishillel is more Chesed, and the Shlamim is worth more. So maybe you could connect this Machlokas to that as well. Beishamai says the Shamayim was created first. The Shamayim is the Gvoim, Shamayim is the Iker, Shamayim is the Din. Well, Beishillel says, no, Aretz is created first. What's the Iker? The Iker of life is the Aretz, the people trying to do their best. So maybe this Machlokas also, in a more general way, could fit in Lishitaso to all the Machlokasim between Beishamai and Beishillel. Kashu Kraya Dadi, so Lamaisa, ask the Gemara. So Beishamai has a Pasuk that says that the Shemayim was created first. Beis Hillel has a pasuk that the Aris was created first. So how do you put the two pasukim together? Amar Reish Lakish, Kishinivru bara Shemayim b'achar ba'aretz. In terms of creation chronologically, Shemayim was created first. Ukshinata not the Aris b'achar not the Shemayim. But when Hashem put it in place, He first put the Aretz in place and the Shemayim. That's how they're both right. My Shemayim, what is the word, the etymology of the word Shemayim? Amar Reb Yosi bar Chanina Shesham Mayim. There is a lot of water. Shem Mayim. And that's why, the Kabbalists say, that's why the ocean, whenever you go to the ocean and you see the tide, why is there something called a tide? Okay, God's Baruch Hu created the world. But a tide, as if a wave, it's jumping up again. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu on one of the days of creation separated the upper waters and the lower waters. And the lower waters were very upset. That we're not going to be in Shemayim anymore. We're not going to be up there next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, next to the Kisei HaKavod. So that's what the tide is. The tide is trying to get back, but it'll never get back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Gvulim. That it's never going to get back, but the tide symbolizes and waves symbolize the water trying to get back up. That's why it's salty. Tears are salty. Why? Because it's trying to get back up to where the Shemayim is, where Shemayim, that's where water is. B'mas nisa tana eish umayim. In the Brisa it says, Shemayim is a combination of fire and water. Eish umayim. Malam eish evina kadosh baruch hu v'tarfen zebazeh v'asam hen rakia. Kadosh baruch hu mixed them all together and made the rakia. Eish umayim. Yeah. What is the etymology of Aretz? Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't ask Aretz. Only ask Shemayim. So in the one of the Achronim here quotes the Yalkut Gershuni quotes on this line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Eish and the Mayim and put him Tarfen Zebazeh and created the Rakia. He says Eish Torah is compared to both Eish and Mayim, right? Quotes Tzukim, right? Luchu Halzim Al Chol Mayim and Eish Das Lamo created to Eish and Mayim. So he says Eish is Be'iyun, it's the Pilpula Shel Torah, and Mayim is water. It covers a lot of ground. That's Bekius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took both the Eish and the Mayim and created the Rakia. That's, we have to take both types of learning, the Sinai and the Ochr Harim, the Bekius and the Be'iyun, and put it all together and create a Rakia and reach up to the heavens. That's the Yalkut Gershuni on this line. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and put it together. Sha'ol Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. Kishayim Mahalchin Baderach. Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Akiva when they were going on the way once. Amalei, Atosh Yishimash is Nachamish Gamzu, Chaf Be Shana. Shayadorish Kalesin Shabbat Torah, as Shemayim is Aretz, Mahayadorish Mohen. Rabbi Akiva, you learned by Nachamish Gamzu for 22 years. And he darshed in every S in the Torah. There were a few Tanoim. Nechemi Hamsuni, other Gemara say, few Tanoim that darshed every S in the Torah. You were there for 22 years. So what do you say about Es Hashemayim Ve Es Haaretz? 22 years. That number rings a bell. Right, 22 years. Where does that number come from? So again, I can't really explain this. It's not my area of expertise. He quotes in the Sefer Maisa Merkava. Obviously, it's not. I'm not sure what Sefer it is. So it quoted that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yaakov. Akiva, Yaakov, same letters. And he was by Nachamish Gamzu for 22 years as a tikkun for the 22 years of of that Yaakov Avinu was away from his parents, that he was punished, Chazal say, for 22 years. So he was doing all those years, he was being misakin. Chaf Beis Shana Shohei Yaakov Avinu Eitz Alavan V'lo Kiyam Mitzvos Kibbutz. And it was a nitzos of Yaakov Avinu, Osias Akiva, Yaakov. That's why he learned Torah by Nachum Ish Gamzu, because Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mikibbutz. That's what this the Sefer says. But anyway, the 22 years, you got to connect it. So 22 years, there is a connection to Yaakov Akiva. Okay, machlokas Rishonim, whether one believes in Gilgul Neshamos or not. Again, that this is that sheet is assuming that there is such an idea. So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva. So what did he darshan from Es Hashem ve'Es Haaretz? Why didn't the Torah just say Bereishis Bara Elokim Shemayim Va'aretz? So Amar Lei Yilun Emer Shemayim Va'aretz Ha'isi Omer Shemayim Shemosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. No, because I might have misread the Gemara that in the beginning Hashem Bara Elokim Shemayim Va'aretz. That's all Hashem's name. Hashem Elokim Shemayim Va'aretz. I wanted to misread it. That's why you need an S there. So Achshav Shemayim Va'aretz Shemayim Va'aretz Shemayim Shemayim Mamish Eretz Eretz Mamish. So now I know that Shemayim and Aretz mean Shemayim and Aretz. It's not part of Hashem's name. S Ha'aretz Lamali. S the Gemara turning over. So that explains the first S. So just say Bereishis Bara Elokim S Hashemayim Va'aretz. What do you need the second S for? So Lahakdim Shemayim Va'aretz. No, that's to teach me that the Shemayim comes before the Aretz. Because if it just said Shemayim Va'aretz, you would have thought that you have to write something first, but really we'll create it together. So no, we want to know that the Shemayim was created first. According to the Beis Hillel, the Aretz was hung first, but the Shemayim was created first. This Kedima to the Shemayim. The Aretz Haisa Tova Vohu. The second Pasuk says that the land was Tova Vohu. So ask the Gemara. Mithli, Veshemayim Iskla Bereisha. Maisha the Kachashim Haisa Aretz. Why does the Torah first say that the Shemayim was created first and then go into the details of Aretz? Go into the details of telling me about the Aretz first. So the Tana, very small, Mashal Amalek Pasav Adam. Mashal to a king, metaphor. Shemar Lavadav, Shemar Lavadav, Hashkimu, Lipasachai. Come tomorrow morning, lo machar, right? Come tomorrow morning to my to visit me. Hishkim was anashim anashim. So the king comes and finds his whole tons and tons of people there that came early to be with him as he asked. Who does he give the most praise to? He gives the praise to the people who have trouble getting up early. And they got up early, the ones that don't usually get up early. So those are the ones that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives special praise to. So the Aretz, Rashi quotes, that it's the nature of Aretz to be slow. Aretz metunim umaisa shemayim. We're lazy. We're sluggish. We don't act bizrizos. That's the nature in shemayim. Everybody's bizrizos, right? All the malachim, they're running around. They very quickly jumping. In Aretz, right, it's much more difficult for us, right? Because every time we get up in the morning, we have to realize it's part of our nature, right? Because we're on the Aretz. We're not like the malachim. But that's our Kadosh Baruch Hu loves it even more when we get up, because it's not our tendency, and we get up early to learn. So then Kadosh Baruch Hu loves it even more. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Oy lohem lebriya sharos v'in yodos. Woe to people that they see and they don't know in yodos maros. They don't realize and know what they see. Omdos v'in yodos amayin omdos. They're standing and they don't know what they're standing on. So here we go. There are a bunch of levels of creation of the universe. Ha'aretz amayin omdos al ha'amudim. Land is the Aretz is standing on pillars. Shneimar hamargiz aretz mimkoma va'amudeha yispalatzun. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is margiz the Aretz, he shakes the land, and its pillars become split. Amudim alamayim. The amudim, the pillars are on water. Shneimar laroka aretz alamayim. Mayim alaharim shneimar alharim yadu mayim. On mountains, there is on water is on the mountains. Harim baruach. The mountains are on wind. Shneimar kihine yotzer harim ubarei ruach. So you see, they were both created, obviously. Why were they created? To be one next to each other. So the ruach's on the bottom. Ruach b'sa'ara. Ruach is next to sa'ara, a storm. Shenara ruach sa'ara usedavaro. Sa'ara tluya bizroo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything is being held up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is on the bottom. He's doing the balancing act. He's holding up the whole world. Shneimar umitachas zro'o salam. Underneath is zro'o salam, the zro'a that's holding up the entire world is on the bottom. Period. Beautiful thought from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, it's amazing. Usually when you build a foundation of a building, you dig deep down and you put the strongest materials. Just once I listen to this. The strongest materials on the bottom. The foundation, you have the metal, you have the sheet. Yeah, there's the strongest materials on the bottom. What do you see here, the Chafetz Chaim says? What's on the bottom? On top you have mountains and water. On the bottom you have ruach. Ruach, that's the foundation. You see, something spiritual could be something so much stronger and hold up the whole world. Many times, says the Chafetz Chaim, people think that, okay, my side there is a terrible. My mouth, what I say, it's just words. What's this? That's so bad. It's just words. I'm not doing anything. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the yesod of a person. The yesod of a person is his mouth. That holds up the whole person. You see from here, the ruach is one of the bottom levels. The sa'ara, even if it's not physical, something spiritual you see from this Gemara, is the yesod of a person. And that's why he says that we have to be, don't listen to those people who say that, oh, I can talk whatever I want, because, you know, it's the ikar is the maisim. No, the maisim are no less. The ikar is the bamas lokain. Shemashu inyin ruchani hu chazak harbe yoser me inyin gashmi. That's what we have to realize. That's a message that we can take out of this Gemara. Continuing, it's on 12 pillars the world stands. Shnemar yatziv v'ulos amim. The mispar b'nei Yisrael. There's enough pillars like the Shvatim, which are 12. The Yeshorim Zayin Amudim. Some say there were 7. Shneimar Chatzva Amudei Shiva. Chatzva Amudei Shiva. 7 pillars. Well, the Ben Shemua Omer Al Amud Echad V'Tzadik Shmo. 1 pillar, and that pillar is the Tzadik. Shneimar V'Tzadik Yisod Olam. The Tzadik holds up the entire world. Period. How many heavens are there? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shnei Rikiyim Hain. Shneimar Hain L'Hashem Alkecha Hashmayim U'Shmei Hashamayim. There are 2 heavens, because it says Shemayim and Shemei Shemayim. V'reish Lakish Amar Shiva. 7 heavens. This is what the Rambam paskins. And you saw the Torah. There are 7 levels of heavens. The Elohim, and this is why, also we quote, that's why we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, comes all the way down. He's very close to us. Yirsho Hashem Bihimatso. He's right there. At the end of Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Hu Hu Elohim 7 times. 7 times, the Bali Kabbalah say that each one of those times is Kadosh Baruch Hu is going up one of the heavens. Right after that, he's gone. Right after that, he's back up in where he's supposed to, where he's usually. And that's during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is a special time that he has when he's close to us. Right. Well, we'll get to Pesukim proving each one of these. The Eluhain. These are the 7 heavens: Vilon, Rakia, Shechakim, Zvul, Maon, Machon, and Aravos. Those are the 7 heavens. Now we're going to prove each one. Where each one is. Vilon is the lowest level. Eina Mashamish Klum. It doesn't do anything. Ella Nichnas Shachris Viotse Arvis Umachadish Bechol Yom Ma'aseh Breishis Shnemar Hanotech Chadok Shemayim Vayim Tachem Kaohel LaShavis. It just comes out. It goes in the morning and goes out at night, and it's Machadish Ma'aseh Breishis. So Rashi explains. Machlokas here. Rashi Tosfos. Rashi explains. What does that mean? That it goes in by day and by night. It leaves the world. It's like a cover. It's like a velon, like a curtain, literally. Rashi says it goes in during the day. What does that mean? It goes in somewhere else. It goes back into its place where it's tick. It's a container, and therefore the sun could shine through. And during at night, it goes back and covers, and that's why we don't see the sun at night. Says that because of that velon. Tosva says, but what do you mean? We're going to see in a minute that the stars are also on the second level, and yet you see the stars at night. What are there, holes? There are holes in there, like the clouds? Says no. So Tosva says just the opposite. Velon creates the light. So what do you mean? During the day, it goes out on the land and creates the light. Velon is the source of the light of the day. And then Tosva says in Dirmas Kol Nichnas, arguing with Rashi, and by night it leaves, and therefore the light that's left is the light from the things on the second level, which are the stars. So Velon is the lowest level. Number 2, Rakia, Shebo, Chama, Ulavana, Kochavim, Mazalos, Kavuin. All the celestial spheres, that's the Rakia. Second level up. Shneimar, Vayiteno, Sama, Lokim, Rakia, Shemayim. Number 3, Shechakim, Shebo, Rechayim, Omdos, Vetochnes, Man, Letzadikim. On the third level up, or in the heaven called Shechakim, that's where there are mills where there is man being ground up for Tzadikim to eat. Shneimar, Vayitzav, Shechakim, Imaal, Vidalse, Shemayim, Pasach, Vayamtera, Alehem, Man, Leechol, Vegomer. Number 4, Zavul, Shebo, Yerushalayim, Ubeis HaMikdash. Oh, Yerushalayim Shalmala. Yerushalayim Shalmala is on the next level up. And the Beis HaMikdash is there. Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. Umizbeach Banui, there's a Mizbeach there. Umichal Hasar HaGadol, Omeid HaMakriv Alav Karban. And Michael HaMalach is giving Karbanis there. What Karbanis? I saw a lot of Mepharshim discuss this. It's Karbanis of Tzadikim. Exactly what these Karbanis are. Shneemar, Bano Banisi Beizvul Lecha, Machon Bloch, Machon Lushivtecha Olamin. How do you know that Zvul is called Shemayim? So you see, Zvul is in the pasuk where we say to Hashem, look from your Shemayim. Ma'on, number 5, Shebo, what happens in Ma'on? Shebo, Kito, Shemalach, Yashari, Sheomor, Shira, Balayla. That's where Malachim say Shira at night. Let's read this one, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow, because this relates to what we say by a wedding, Shasimcha Bim Ono. So we're going to talk more about this Ma'on tomorrow. Let's just read this number 5, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. So you have the groups of Malachi Shores that sing Shira at night. The chashas by yom nekodesh Yisrael. They don't sing shira by day because they want to get people the chance to say shira. At night, people are sleeping, so that's why they can say shira by day. But during at nighttime, by daytime they're quiet. Shneemar yomam yisav Hashem chasto ubalayla shiro imi. By daytime they do a chesed by not saying shira, and at night they sing to me. Amar ish lakach kol. And now we just get off on a little tangent based on this pasuk. Kol osik b'torah balayla kadosh baruch hu moshe lev chush chesed bayom. Anybody who learns Torah at night, Hashem has a special place for him the next day. Shneemar yomam yisav Hashem chasto. Hashem will give chesed during the day. Yomatam, why? Why? Matam yomam yisav Hashem chasto mishem ubalayla shiroi mi, because he sung to me the night before, and Torah is called shira. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamei Torah that this the greatest shira is the singing of Torah at night. Ikad Amrei, another shot of this, another drash on this pasuk. Amrei Shlakish. If you're osek in Torah in the Lila, which is this world, Hashem will give you chesed in the next world, which is Yom. Shenemar Yom Amisav Hashem Chasto B'Layla Shiro Yimi. Amar Rabbi Levi, one more line. Kol Aposek B'Divrei Torah V'Osek B'Divrei Sicha. Anybody who stops learning and rather is osek in Dvarim B'Talim, Ma'achilin Osok Achle Resamim, he is fed hot coals. Shenemar HaKotvim Maluach. If you try to rip out Maluach from the word Luchos, the Luchos, you try to uproot the Luchos, Ali Sia, because you're just schmoozing and the Dvarim B'Talim, V'Shoresh Resamim Lachmam. You will be fed the root of coals. Yiminolim Dikri Shemayim. And how do you know that Ma'on is called Shemayim, Shnemar Hashkifa Mim'on Kashacha Min Hashemayim. Periods, that's all number five. We got two more, but first we'll start by the Shem talking about Shahasimcha Bim Ono. Okay? Other stuff, if I didn't get a chance. Look at the Klei Yakar in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav and Bereishis. Look at the Klei Yakar. Well, it's a Gemara that we did today.